Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Let's get through this. That's the advice of Timmins Mayor George Peary as the city joins the provincial COVID-19 lockdown at midnight. He says the impact on city services will be minimal. Arenas, the swimming pool, and museum will be closed. The libraries and Service Timmins will be operating at 50% capacity in terms of number of people allowed in.
There's no changes to schedule with garbage pickup or snow cleaning or anything else like that.
The two regular council meetings this month will be in the virtual realm. Business owners are doubtful about provincial government claims that curtailing or shutting down their operations is helping curb the COVID-19 pandemic. Timmins Chamber of Commerce President Rob Knox says the latest lockdown will particularly hit restaurants and gyms hard. He adds that you would expect the type of financial compensation from previous lockdowns to be forthcoming.
And it just seems as though the sudden shutdown or change in conditions is going to really impact local businesses.
Knox is also frustrated with the availability of PCR testing for the virus being seriously scaled back, while its intended replacement, rapid antigen tests, are not available in any quantity. As promised, one more Timmins history trivia question this week. Asking the question is our regular local history contributor, Karen Bachman.
The 1936 Timmins Directory lists how many bakeries in Timmins? 2, 5, 7, or 14?
The answer to this question and the one about Cormans and Eplets are on our website. In Moose sports, to use a pandemic phrase we're hearing often lately, a pause is being put on the 2022 National Under-18 Curling Championship, and it's being moved out of Timmins. Curling Canada hopes to stage it later in the year in another location besides the McIntyre Curling Club, which will host the 2023 event instead. Curling Canada says the move is necessary because so many provinces and territories are having problems around COVID-19, naming their representatives, and there's no more ice availability at the MAC. Indoor hockey rinks are among facilities being locked down at midnight tonight, so the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League has to pause the season. During an emergency meeting last night, the NOJHL pledged to do its best to make sure the full season is played after January 27th. Timmins Rock board member Jason Kelly says how that will be accomplished will be decided later.
We're trying to foreshadow when we can go back and what we can do, but we want to try to get a full season in.
Last year, the pandemic forced a short season with no playoffs. 2 years ago, everything came to a halt just as the playoffs were beginning. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.